Our epistle reading this morning is from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, beginning with the third verse. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we are all made to drink of one Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today we celebrate Pentecost. Now, what do we Presbyterians have to celebrate about Pentecost? Isn't that something that the Assemblies of God, the Pentecostal churches, the charismatic churches celebrate? Actually, we do celebrate Pentecost. It is one of the three great festivals or special days of the church. We think of Easter as perhaps the greatest festival of the church, and Christmas or Epiphany is the other great festival of the church. But today we are celebrating Pentecost, the third great festival of the church. So, what is this celebration of Pentecost all about? For the Jewish church, it was a festival that was celebrated exactly 50 days after Passover. It was called the Festival of Weeks. The Hebrew word is Shavuot. The name Pentecost comes from the Greek word for 50. And it's also known as the Festival of First Fruits. And Jerusalem was the place to be for any of these festivals of the Jewish church. People came from all over. Oh, how many of them. Young and old, rich and poor, men and women. Shavuot was a wonderful celebratory festival. The Old Testament scriptures tell us how it was to be celebrated. It was to be celebrated by giving the law of Moses and his bringing of the law to the people. It was also to be celebrated by bringing the festival, by bringing their first fruits, where each person was to bring to God a special gift in proportion to the blessing that the Lord had given. All daily work was to be put aside. The people were to gather and worship and rejoice before the Lord. Each and every one was invited. No one was excluded. All Jews and those who were slaves and indentured as well. Now, I visualize the first Christian Pentecost like this. Earlier in Acts, it says that there were about 120 people who were gathered together in one place and of one accord. These first Christians, even though they weren't called that until later, at that time they were simply Jewish followers of this itinerant rabbi, Jesus. They were waiting for something very special to happen. And they weren't quite sure what they were waiting for. They just knew that Jesus had told them that they were to wait there in Jerusalem for the Holy Spirit. They were waiting for the Holy Spirit to come to them, but they didn't know what that would mean. And then they heard and felt a rush of wind around them. The Holy Spirit coming into their lives, like tongues of fire above each of them. And they felt the power of God inside them. And they rushed out into the streets to tell people about the joy of the Lord. I've kind of been looking forward to this week and trying to figure out how I was going to explain Pentecost and how it might look today. I think God kind of showed me that in recalling the time that Connie and I were on a trip. And part of this time we were spending on a ship. And we were sitting in the theater of the ship waiting for the musical show to begin when from out of the blue, out of the back of the room, someone knocked balloons over the crowd. The reaction of the crowd was to swat, tap balloons and pass them on. In fact, it started with just a few balloons, but suddenly there were more and more balloons and they came showering down upon us. And more people became enthused and involved in swatting and passing those balloons on. It was so spontaneous. People were laughing and enjoying the party. It was interesting to see all these older adults acting like kids, throwing themselves into this activity with gusto, allowing themselves to be a part of the enjoyment. I can't help but think and compare this episode to the Pentecost experience, where God's Holy Spirit passed through the crowd and all were drawn in joy and excitement in being infused with that Spirit. Another thing that we saw on that trip was we went to the St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Rome, Italy. It was a Scottish Presbyterian church in the heart of Rome. We worshiped there that weekend. And what we saw was an international coming together of Christians. Again, I couldn't help but compare what we saw to the Pentecost event. We saw Koreans, Japanese, Chinese, Pakistani, African folks from a number of different countries, European folks, Italians, and Scottish, and of course, some Americans. Here were people filled with the Holy Spirit, worshiping God in a strange country, with certain customs different from those with which they were familiar. We could sense God's Spirit joining us as one in worshiping God and knowing the oneness in God's Spirit. Now, thinking about that first Pentecost, on that day, on that occasion, the believers were in one place. And each one became filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they began to speak. They found the words to speak. They found the courage to speak the words. They no longer whispered among themselves. They no longer stayed in fear of what was going on outside. They opened the doors. They walked out of their safe place and took the risk of going into the crowd gathered outside. And they began to speak to those who had not seen the fire nor heard the wind, speaking to strangers the good news of Jesus. And as the crowd listened, they were amazed and said, "Hey, we can understand what these people are saying. They're speaking our language." And some 3,000 of those in the crowd heard the good news and became believers. Pentecost signifies the birthday of the Church of Christ. The promised Holy Spirit has come to live within the heart and life of each believer. No longer would we have to have a go-between, a priest, to go into the very presence of God. Does that mean we must speak in tongues to say that we've been baptized with the Spirit? That we would have tongues of fire float over our heads? Not necessarily. But it is important for us to realize that we should not disparage those whose doctrine does include these things. Today, we celebrate the oneness of the Church of Jesus Christ. The fact that on this day, the Holy Spirit came to dwell with and in us. We can live our lives with the full assurance that God is in us in all the ups and downs, all the pandemics of our lives. That God is with us in every part of our lives. And we should get as excited about it that we go out and have the courage to say we are His. Using the language God gives us to proclaim His kingdom. May we be so blessed by the Spirit. Let us pray. Almighty God, as we celebrate this great feast day, we are aware of Your Holy Spirit among us. Open our hearts and our minds to receive the fullness of Your Spirit. And then give us the courage to share that Spirit and Your love to others. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.